Modern music business, you rarely hear of an artist taking their time between albums anymore. In fact, full-length albums are almost a foreign concept to the young music fans used to consuming their music one downloaded song at a time. Meryl Garbus has certainly released plenty of winning songs under her pseudonym TuneYards. Songs like Gangsta and Business helped propel her 2011 album called Who Kill to the top of many critics' lists of that year's best releases. TuneYards' fresh approach to addressing issues of femininity and sexuality in songs that can be both buoyant and a bit threatening certainly struck a chord with some noteworthy forces in pop culture. Gangsta has been heard on female-centric TV shows ranging from Orange is the New Black to Weeds to The Good Wife. Who Kill was clearly a breakthrough release for TuneYards, but it came out 3 years ago. This month marks the long-awaited return of Garbus after resting up following the 2 years of solid touring she did to support Who Kill. The resulting album is called Nicky Knack, and it retains the vibe of TuneYards' past work while expanding her sonic palette. For the first time, Garbus worked with outside producers, people who have produced the likes of Alicia Keys and Shakira and MIA. The results are predictably experimental and predictably excellent. One of my favorites from Nicky Knack is the jagged sound of Cinco. TuneYards headlines on Tuesday at 9 p.m. at the Urban Lounge, with Sylvan Esso opening the show. Visit theurbanloungeslc.com for tickets and more information. Some other shows for your consideration this week include Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, headlining Wednesday, May 28th at the Urban Lounge. Lindsey Stirling is playing at the Great Saltaire on Thursday, May 29th. And the Ogden Bluegrass and Acoustic Music Festival kicks off on Friday, May 30th, and features a weekend full of great music at Ogden's Fort Buenaventura. On Friday night, one of my personal favorites, Alejandro Escovedo, headlines opening night. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Nayland. I've always loved your love, in and out, up and down. If your love was a ship, I'd pull your anchor and I'd drift.
For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. Grief, art, passion, fishing, violence. All are ingredients in Peter Heller's brilliant new novel, The Painter, a book that hooks you savagely on page one and holds you on a taut line. After the death of his daughter and the disintegration of his marriage, Jim Stegner left the art scene in Santa Fe to settle in rural Colorado. He'd been hoping for some peace of mind, yet try as he might to fish his way out of anguish, paint away despair, what he finds instead is, like a self-fulfilling prophecy, the violence he'd hoped to escape. It happens fast. A man brutalizing a horse, Stegner watching, consumed by instant mindless rage. One thing leading to another, ultimately, one death following another. When he finally heads back to Santa Fe, ostensibly because of a portrait commission, Stegner's actually trying to outrun what he's done, who he's become. But he's pursued because of what he's done, who he's become. Heller is a gifted writer, one who can craft prose with insane intensity. The Dog Stars was our favorite debut 2 years ago, but this is a book of a different order. It's a novel of action, sure-footed in its narrative and purely Western, in the way it pits one man against a hostile, violent universe. Yet at the same time, it's deeply introspective and tries to understand not just the forces that drive violent men, but also the forces that drive creativity, addressing the ways they differ and also their sometimes shocking similarities. So although The Painter reads like a consummate thriller, it burrows into our minds and hearts, forcing us to understand in new ways not only the urge to kill, but also the urge to create and the urge to love. Pale blue eyes.